Hello, welcome to the Sugar Mama Radio Show with your host, Mathia Ford. Every week, we talk about pregnancy, motherhood, and gestational diabetes topics and answer your questions about all of the above. Email us at radio@sugarmamaradio.com with your questions and go to sugarmamaradio.com to sign up and get a free gift, as well as notified when we have a new show. Now, what you've been waiting for, here's Mathia with the show.
Hi, this is Mathia Ford with Sugar Mama Radio, and today I want to talk to you about giving yourself an insulin injection. That can be a very stressful part of gestational diabetes, and I want to let you know that we have a biweekly call, gestationaldiabetesinfo.com/call. And if you join on there, you can get more information, you can ask questions, you can email me questions ahead of time, and I'll be glad to answer those on the call. And those will become future podcasts, so keep listening. But today I want to talk to you about giving yourself an insulin injection because it realistically could become a part of your daily routine several times a day even. You may be upset when you're diagnosed with gestational diabetes, but there are ways to treat and manage the disease, and those include medication, they include exercise, they include meal planning. It's probably more realistic that you're more upset or nervous about giving yourself a daily or daily injections. Yes, using a needle of insulin. So that may be your priority concern, and I can tell you honestly that that was one of my mistakes. I was so nervous about giving myself a shot of insulin that I ended up taking metformin, and I believe that that caused a lot of my problems with my pregnancies. So I would certainly encourage you to use insulin. It's the medication that has been used over and over. Insulin is already in your body, so it's not going to be harmful to your baby. And I would just say that getting an injection is no big deal for most people, but giving it to yourself, I know, can be an issue. I learned this with putting in contacts. I thought to myself, well, I can put in contacts, no problem, because I touch my eyeball just fine. I can touch my eye. But when it came to actually holding the contact on my finger and placing it on my iris, I had the hardest time and I kept looking away. And even now with my left eye, I kind of, as I come forward and start to touch the eye, I look a little bit to the side and then bring my eye back to the front because I can't just keep looking straight on, but I can do it with my right eye. So anyway. I know that's an odd diversion, but I know that giving yourself an injection can be very intimidating. The best advice that I have for you is just to get it over with. I give myself injections of insulin now, and it's just something that I do every day. I'm just used to it. Once you've done it once, can't do it twice till you've done it once. Can't do it more than that until you've done it that at least a couple times. Once you've done it, it gets much easier. There are different places on your body that you give yourself injections called injection sites. A fleshy part of your body is the best place because you want to stick it into the fat on your body. I know we don't want to admit we have fat, but you have fat. And the best places are like the back of your arm, the back of your leg, in your buttocks, and the upper part of your abdomen. So I asked the nurse one time, how do people give themselves injections in the back of your arms? And she said, well, pretty much they don't. That's really for your care provider or your nurse or whatever to give you. But you aren't going to be expected to hold your skin and give yourself an injection. But for you to do it yourself, the side of your leg, your upper thigh and your stomach are probably going to be the two that you want to use the most. It's recommended that you rotate your injection sites. If you want to use your abdomen most of the time, which I personally do, then you use that every time, but you rotate even just a little bit over from where you did. Or like for me, I just do a couple on one side for a couple days and then I do a couple on the other side. That way you're rotating. You shouldn't use the exact same spot day to day. You'll be taught the proper method for drawing insulin into the syringe by your doctor or your diabetes nurse. It's important to pay special care and attention to the amount of insulin that you're injecting. It's a very potent drug, and you're putting it into your body. Too little and your blood sugar will be too high, and too much you can suffer from the hypoglycemia that we already talked about, which is the low blood sugar. So you want to be as accurate as possible. It's important to store your insulin in the refrigerator, but once you prepare your syringe, it's okay to have it out for some time before using it. One of the things is that insulin, when it's cold, it really stings. And that's the funny thing. Like, I finally figured out that it does really sting. It just burns for a second or two. But if you can leave it, you can draw it into your syringe, then you put your insulin away in the fridge, and then you leave that syringe there for a minute or two, it'll warm up. Other thing you can do is to roll the insulin bottle between your hands to kind of warm it up a little before you take the insulin out. I want to tell you that if it turns out, if you feel like I just can't do it, I absolutely never going to be able to give myself a shot, then you need to get a partner or somebody who can do it for you, who could do it every day. It's a necessary part of your control over your blood sugar, and it comes with gestational diabetes. It's part of it in order to manage your weight gain, your blood sugar, your meal plan, all that. It's difficult. It can be difficult. Some of you may be thinking, why are you making a big deal out of giving myself a shot? It's not a big deal. Good. I'm glad you feel that way, and I hope that you find it to be as easy as you expect. For those of you that are nervous about it, it will take a minute of just getting your gumption up and jabbing the needle in. Just don't do it slowly. Just stick it in. Needles are very thin these days, and they're very fine, and they work excellent, and you hardly feel them at all. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you don't feel them, period, because you do. The prick is going to be just a little bit longer than the one you put in the end of your finger. So it's something you're going to manage. You're going to do it for the 4 or 5 months that you have to. And you'll find it much easier to manage if you need to have insulin. Not all women have to have insulin. And I'm just going to say over again, because I've said it before on this podcast, I get so frustrated when women kind of beat up on themselves because, oh, I had to go on insulin. Sometimes your body is just not wanting to cooperate. And you need to do what you need to do to have a healthy baby. So I encourage you to just try to accept that that's, you know, going to be part of it. So, okay, so I want to finish by telling you to go back and join on our calls if you can and learn a little more, or listen to the other podcasts. And this is Sugar Mama Radio, episode number 10. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that whatever questions you have, you'll feel free to email me, admin@sugarmamaradio.com, and I'll get that information and go forward. Thank you a bunch. Bye-bye.